Om Shanti, and welcome to our session this afternoon, this evening. And I see that we're also online. We're very fortunate here today because we have our beloved brother, Atam Prakash, with us today. And so he's going to bring up, help us with a topic that we're all enthused about. How to be bodiless, how to become viceless, and how to be egoless. Thank you. And so, without further ado, Brother Atam Prakash, entertain us and give us some good points that will make us fly. Atam Prakash, by reminding me that we haven't done his bio yet. And so we've become bodiless and forgot about that. So in 1972 is when you he came to Baba. And in 1976, he surrendered and became a Madhuban Nawasi. And his background is that he's also very bright. He holds a Master's of Science degree, and he graduated with the distinction of a gold medalist from the University of Nagpur. So that's very, very high in terms of education. And Atam Prakash has also made his entire family become Brahmins. So for those of us that have a family, we know it can be a little bit challenging. He's done that, and so a wonderful example of what it is to be a yogi. And he's also traveled to nearly 100 countries, sharing this, you know, his strength is he's a yogi. And so, you know, we practice Raja Yoga, and this is a yogi that helps us in our yogic practice. And so, and there's a couple more points here. He's the vice chairperson of the youth wing. And for those of you that don't know, I don't think anyone doesn't know, but he's in charge of the toli department. You know those sweets that we get every day? This is the brother. Okay. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Our today's topic is be bodiless. Be viceless and be egoless. On 18th January 1969, Baba spoke these three words. Nirakari, Nirvikari, Nirahankari. Be bodiless, be viceless, and be egoless. And this is the sign of complete and perfect stage. In fact, there is a very close connection in between these three stages. As much we are becoming bodiless, that much we become viceless. And as much we become viceless, that much we become egoless. Brahma Baba attained this highest stage. That is why our aim and objective is to follow Brahma Baba in this aspect. in reality, soul conscious is a seed which grows the tree of life on which we get the fruits of virtues. And body consciousness is a seed which grows a tree of life on which we get the fruits of vices. That is why we must burn the seed of body consciousness in the fire of yoga. And we must practice and develop soul consciousness with a great love. Now, for practicing bodiless stage, we must conduct one special experiment every day at Amrit Vela. We must experience the moment we open our eyes and say good morning to Baba. We must experience Bab Dada is standing in front of me and he is putting the tilak of soul conscious stage on my forehead and giving me blessing. Oh, my sweet child, be soul conscious throughout the day. I am very lovely child. That is why Baba is putting another tilak of V-shaped tilak. Means the tilak of victory and giving me blessing, oh my sweet child, be victorious all the day long. If we practice this experiment every day morning, and if we would have the awareness of this double tilak throughout the day, that will really help us for maintaining soul conscious stays easily. Secondly, if we really would like to develop this stage, we must practice this with a special method. Method is simple. While sitting in solitude, you focus the eye of intellect in the center of your forehead and think, I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a soul. Visualize clearly and deeply and be in that stage as long as you can. Experience original qualities of a soul one after another. Then automatically our soul conscious stage will increase gradually and gradually. As much we become soul consciousness, that much we become voiceless. Because when we are having soul conscious stage, our vision would be very pure, and because of that, we will not create any sin. We will not create new account of sins because our vision is pure. Secondly, when we maintain soul conscious stage, automatically we remember incorporeal world and incorporeal father. Or yoga would be very easy. And by the result of that, we become voiceless. Our sins are burning away. But every day we are practicing yoga, we are listening Murli every day. Even though when we are being in a gathering, when we are being at work, we experience some sort of traces of vices in our life. We become arrogant. We may have sometimes feelings. It means there are some stresses of vices in the soul. We must finish that. How do I check my stage of vicelessness? There are two means for checking the stage of vicelessness. First mean, by watching the pattern of thoughts, we can get the idea. Sit in solitude and keep on watching the pattern of thoughts. If I may have impure thought, it means there is a dirt of vice in me. If the flow is very pure, flow of pure thought, powerful thought, positive thought, it means I maintain very good stage of viceless. And second main is, by observing dream, we can get the idea of the process of purification. When we have the dream related with any vice, it means we have the dirt of that vice, traces of vice in me. Getting dreams is good sign. Getting dreams about Baba, about confluence age, about golden age, that is a good sign. But getting dreams about any vices, related with vices, it means I am having the stresses of that vice in me. I have to work on that. If we really would like to increase the speed of becoming voiceless, then we must make double efforts. First effort is we must increase the quality of yoga. It means powerful yoga, or we must have volcanic yoga. And second effort, we must imbibe certain values in our life. Vices are nothing but vices are the lacking of particular virtues. For example, lust is the absence of virtue of purity. Anger is the absence of virtue coolness. Greed is the absence of the virtue contentment. Attachment is the absence of the virtue of having equal love with everybody. That is a quality, divine quality. We are all the children of God. We are all brothers. We are the children of ocean of love. That's why we must be loveful for everybody, with each other. Having extra love for somebody, that is called attachment. And ego is absence of the virtue of humility. What I mean to say, on one hand, we must develop quality of yoga, and on the other hand, we must imbibe this special five values. Then automatically we can progress fast. As much we are becoming viceless, that much we are becoming egoless. Sometimes we are mixing these two things. Pure intoxication and impure intoxication. We are mixing this. I am having pure intoxication or I am having impure intoxication. We are not really able to recognize these things. We are a royal souls. We must have pure intoxication experience. But how do I know that I am having pure intoxication or impure intoxication? When I would have pure intoxication, then people can experience humility in my behavior. When I would have impure intoxication, then people can experience egoism in my behavior. The best example is example of Bab Dada. At the end of Murli, Baba always says, Yaad Pyar Namaste. He's doing Namaste. Why Baba is doing Namaste, saying Namaste? Because he is just showing us, look at me, how great am I, how high am I on one hand, and how humble am I on the other hand. Learn from me. pure gold can only mold. If humility will not be in my behavior, it means I am having impurity in me, alloy of impurity in me. In 1995, I interviewed Prakash Mani Dadiji. The title of that interview was Nirakari, Nirvikari, Nirankari. I asked one question to Dadiji. Dadiji, Baba has said that be bodiless, be voiceless. If we maintain bodiless stage, we can easily experience egoless stage, voiceless stage. And in that voiceless stage, fifth voice is ego already. There is ego. Fifth voice is ego. If we conquer ego, then why Baba has said this word, third word? Be egoless. I want to know the secret of this. She replied, when we come to Baba, our apron is empty. Baba fills our apron with many treasures, treasure of power, treasure of virtues, treasure of qualities. We experience that in our life. Sometimes we may have the ego of that attainments, achievements. I become a very good speaker. I become a very good yogi. I am having very good planning intellect. This is not right. When I came to Baba, my apron was empty. This is Baba's property. This is not my property. And I am having ego of that. This is not good. Conquering that ego is called egoless stage. She replied this. I mean to say, we must keep on developing bodiless stage gradually and gradually. We must increasing the depth of bodiless stage, soul conscious stage. Then automatically we become voiceless. It would be visible on our face. The glow of purity would be visible on our face automatically. And when we are becoming free from all the traces of vices, then automatically we become egoless. There won't be any sort of traces of vices in the soul. This is the sign of complete and perfection. We must go stepwise towards that, our destination. In this January month, we must take maximum benefit of every moment, every minute. And we must practice this bodiless stage, deep soul conscious stage. As much we become voiceless, then automatically natural intoxication, natural happiness, natural lightness we experience in our life. Constantly we are experiencing that happiness and intoxication in our life. And we reach to very close to our karmati stage. When children were observing Baba's, Brahma Baba's Karmati stage, they could observe from Baba's face. He is completely detached from this world and attached with Baba in soul world. He is in this body, but he is completely detached from his body and he is completely lost, deeply lost in Baba's world, Baba's love. Brahma Baba was observing and experiencing Shiva Baba is my whole world. Because in this world only two things are there, physical being and physical things. Whatever we are receiving from these two things, physical beings and physical things, when we start receiving that from Baba only, then we can experience Baba as our whole world. Baba can become the light of our eyes, and we soul also can experience as a light of Baba's eyes. If we really would like to get the place in Baba's heart, then we must maintain this stage. Because we experience ourselves very close to Baba. 18 January is the memorial of 1 and 8. 1 Shiva Baba and 8 jewels. 1 plus 8, 9. That is why.
Yes, brother, that was very nice. And you were telling us about the 18th of January, the 1 plus 8. Did you want to finish that train of thought?
Yes, I'd like to finish.
That's fine? Okay. So you were giving us some indications as to how to have a better meditation and better yoga. But, you know, for many of us in the room, we're, some of us might be close to that Karmateet stage, but I think many of us are not quite there yet. And so in terms of things like, I spoke to a brother this morning, and Baba's Murali was about soul consciousness, where I picked up on soul consciousness, and I asked a brother, and he said, you know, I'm practicing this, I want to practice that I'm the soul in the forehead, and I want to experience myself kind of leaving the body and having an out-of-body experience. And can you walk us through that in terms of maybe a little bit of a short few steps that we can take to have that experience? Because it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to be able to bring that to life.
Yes, this is the matter of practice. Experiencing bodiless stage, developing bodiless stage, this is the matter of practice. Brahma Baba, since the first day till the last day, Baba focus his attention specially on this first and most important lesson. We can practice this soul conscious stage while being in body also. Body just like my house, or body is just like a cave, and I, the soul, point of light, sitting in this bodily house or in this cave. And just get lost in that stage. As much the percentage of being in soul consciousness will increase, that much the percentage of body consciousness will decrease. This is an automatic process. When we came to Baba, 100% body consciousness, 0% soul consciousness. When we start practicing soul consciousness, then automatically the soul consciousness was increasing and the body consciousness was decreasing. We can practice, body is like a instrument, is lying here, and I, the soul, is observing my body with the eye, third eye, intellect, eye of intellect. We can practice this method also. Body is different, I, the soul, is different. Body is instrument, I, the soul, is a master of that instrument. Or we can practice while being in this bodily house also. Because karmati stage, our aim is to reach karmati stage. Karmati stage means beyond the awareness of karma, karmendriya, physical organs. And karma, whatever the actions which we are performing throughout the day, beyond the awareness of our physical organs and beyond the influence of physical actions which we are performing, and just getting lost in one Baba's remembrance. This is a karmati stage. And if we really would like to move towards that destination, then the depth of soul consciousness must increase gradually and gradually.
So, thank you for that. And so, it's not that hard to be karmatit, is what you're saying, because really it's to be a bit beyond the karmas and beyond the body. But take us to that, the first steps of being soul conscious, and just give us again some a couple of practices that we, other practices that we can do about this soul conscious point.
Let us have the experience of bodiless stage for a few moments. Sit upright. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize in the center of my forehead. That I am a sparkling star, twinkling star, wonderful star, living star, radiant star, radiating divine light. All around me, experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. My true existence in this world is a tiny and shining point of divine light. As is the form of my Father is supreme star, so is the form of me soul is super star, living star, radiating divine light all around me. Body just my instrument. Body just my vehicle. Body just my costume. But I, the soul, is a bodiless soul, incorporeal soul.
Okay, did that work? Yeah, that was magical. So I'm sorry to say, but I'm taking Atam Prakash Bhai in my suitcase back to Canada, so you can't have him. Right? No, this experience is so good. And so the question is, how do we maintain that, Atamai? I mean, you know, your voice, the stage, the lights, Madhuban. It's, how do I maintain that as well as?
China is preparing very nice toys. If we feel the force in that toy, the toy can run, then stop. In the same way, we must feel the initial force in the soul at Amrut Vela while practicing bodiless stage for a while. Feel that initial force in the soul. Then automatically you can maintain that force throughout the day. Soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision. And at Amrut Vela we must have determination. I really would like to maintain this incorporeal stage and incorporeal vision throughout the day. If you would have that determined thought, then success would be the shadow of that thought.
Very nice. And so now, where does Baba come into play with this? In that he tells us, you know, you take one step and I'll take 10 or 100 steps. And so how can we get Baba's help to further that determined thought and that experience?
See, Baba has said that in this spiritual life, if you would like to progress very well, just take one step of courage. I am ready to help you 1,000 steps. That is why, with full confidence and courage, we must take that one step. I want to do this. I am going to do this. Every cycle I practice this. This is not new thing for me. And if you have that thought, then automatically, just keep moving forward and keep receiving Baba's help. You can experience very good progress in your life. Because Baba has said that I am just one thought away from you. Use me. Or you can lose me. That's up to you. I am ready to give you 24 hours company. 24 hours help. Use me. That is why we must take maximum benefit of this golden opportunity. Because in this confluence age only we are getting this chance. Not in other ages. And that is why we are experiencing ascending stage. Because of the help of Baba, we experience ascending stage.
Very well said, brother. Thank you so much. You know, I remember, we've been friends for a long time. And I remember those days when you were in the Bandara at Pandabhavan, that small little kitchen. That small little kitchen is where it all started, wasn't it?
Yes.
And you and Surya Bhai used to have this little notebook. You remember those days?
Yeah, right.
You had that little book, and you wrote your chart in it. How can, what can we do to kind of take us back to those days where, you know, you began, and how do we begin that that life and that journey? What can you tell us?
Yeah, very good question, brother. I have made Bab Dada in 1973 in History Hall. There was only History Hall, not another hall. Baba was here and I was sitting in front of Baba. Baba gave me very powerful drishti and Baba spoke one sentence. If you really, really would like to progress in this life, spiritual life, maintain the chart of remembrance. I was just 1 year baby. I was thinking, how can I maintain chart? Anyhow, when I came back in 1976, become Madhuban Nivasi, I prepared my own chart, every hour different exercise. And I maintained that. I practiced 1 hour that exercise, then I was checking how many minutes I got success in that practice. 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever. And Baba appreciate my chart. After 1 year, Baba has said to me, your chart is good and you are in the first row of Pandavas.
Wow.
Baba has said to me.
Incredible.
Maintaining chart is very important in our Brahmin life. Why? Because the soul has two kids, special kids, mind and intellect. When we maintain chart, we can experience controlling power and ruling power over these two powers. We can use them properly in yoga. You can discipline them. And we can get maximum benefit from these two kids. Because they were under the influence of Maya, Copper Age and Iron Age. That's why they took all the treasures away. Now we have to regain all the treasures back. By keeping them in the company of God. And that is why this chart is helping us a lot in this aspect. You could say charts makes you smart. Because when we maintain chart, we receive lots of power from Baba. And because of that, we would be able to imbibe virtues. We can decorate the soul with the ornaments of divine virtues. And soul becomes really smart. Beautiful. It increases the percentage of attention on our mind and intellect. Understand?
Very good. So now I'd like all of you to, and you online as well, to think about this idea. that the sister at the center comes to you and she says, okay, I'd like your help. Okay, sister. We're going to make toli. Okay, sister. We're going to make toli for 15,000 people tomorrow. 15,000. Yes, and we're going to make toli for 15,000 people the day after because they need toli on day two. And then we're going to need toli for the going away toli, another 15,000 tolis. So 45,000 tolis we are making. All, well, you have 3 days. First day, second day, and Thursday. Atam Prakash Bhai, that's his department. He's the one that does this. How do you do that?
Dadi Prakash Mani was telling me, oh, double phoners are there, 1200 double phoners are there. I want 1200 gulab jamun. I said, okay, Dadi. I want potato crisps for all. I said, okay, Dadi. I never thought that how that can be possible. Dadi said means that is Baba has said to me. And if Baba has said, he definitely will give me power. There is no doubt. And I was working on that and was receiving lots of blessings from Baba, help from Baba, and then the task has to be done. I was receiving literally help from Baba. Because when we are thinking, oh, every cycle I prepared this. This is not a new task for me. Because of that, we can maintain easy nature, light nature. Physically, we may work hard, but mentally, we must be light. If we put the burden, stone of burden on mind and intellect, oh, I have to prepare 1200 gulab jamun. How can I prepare this? Then work efficiency of mind also and body also decreasing. That is why we must always maintain lightness, easiness while performing actions. I learned this lot as a Karam Yogi and then I was getting success and blessing of Dadis and blessings of our family. Understand?
And there's no ego in that either?
No ego also, very humble nature. Since the beginning, my nature was always humble. I was always thinking that I am the instrument of God. I am just instrument. Baba is using me for his service. I am just instrument. And that is why I never experienced egoness in my life.
Wow. So this is our brother, Atam Prakash. He's a jewel. He's a jewel, and I've got a couple of other questions. Actually, we've gone way off topic, but it's working, I think. Today Baba was telling us to bathe in the ocean and experience the ocean of love and experience the ocean of peace and experience the ocean of bliss. And, we did that one exercise that was fantastic on soul consciousness. Thank you. Give us one on diving deep in the ocean because, when you're in the ocean, I skin dive and scuba dive and things like that. And people have a real hard time to get down below the surface. They skim and they try and they go half a foot and they're back up. But you have to go 50 feet down or 100 feet down. How do you get to the bottom of the ocean and get this love and bliss and happiness from Baba?
Because Baba has said that you must experience loveliness states. deeply lost in the ocean of love. Then that loveliness stage only can convert in a powerful stage of yoga, volcanic stage of yoga. Because Baba, on one hand, he is the ocean of love, and on the other hand, he is the ocean of powers also. That is why the loveful stage is converting automatically in a powerful stage. But for that, we must experience deep soul conscious stage. As much depth of soul consciousness we are increasing, that much depth of God consciousness also we are experiencing. There is a deep relation in between these two experiences. That is why we must increase the depth of soul consciousness on one hand, then automatically when we will sit on yoga, then automatically we can increase the depth of loveful stage. Now let us have the experience of that lovely stage. Just get lost in an ocean of love. Om Shanti. I visualize clearly and deeply in the center of my forehead I am a loveful soul. Of love are spreading all around me. I, the soul, is a child of ocean of love, Baba. Percentage of visualization is increasing and increasing. experiencing deep bodiless state. The soul is a hero actor. In this unlimited drama, as a hero actor, I am sharing true heartly love with every soul. I am a loveful soul. It's getting detached from this bodily instrument. I'm sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying toward the subtle world. I arrived at a subtle world. I, the soul, adopt a beautiful dress of an angel. Ocean of love, Bab Dada, is giving me love field drishti.
while experiencing love field drishti. I, the angel, become lost in Baba's arms. Become lost in love. Tears of love visible in Baba's eyes. Oh, my sweet child. Sweet child, most welcome in this angelic world. Experience different relationship with me. And fill your heart with godly love. Experience me as your Supreme Father. Sit in my lap. Play in my lap. experience true fatherly love from me. Experiencing godly love and filling my heart with true godly love. Up.
This was lovely, great experience, and so we'll continue on with the meditation now, and thank you for being with us, and a big thank you, a quiet thank you for our brother Atam Prakash with one hand.